Sziasztok! Welcome to this episode of the Hungarian Heritage Podcast. This little episode, or Kicsi Pod, Kicsi meaning small, is a newer series within our season where we will be discussing smaller topics in between some of our longer interview episodes. We are keeping our Kicsi Pod episodes to 15 minutes and under from start to finish. So let's get started with episode 9, and the topic of our first Kicsi Pod is why March 15th is an important national holiday in Hungary, and Annie Almady is back to share all the details with us. Here we are. We're back with Annie Almady with some short takes about March 15th and why it is one of the most important days in Hungary. So welcome back, Amy. Thanks so much for being here again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about March 15th and why it is so important to Hungarians.
This is a very important, of course, this is a very important day for us. Yeah, that is one of our main national holidays because that is the anniversary of the Hungarian Revolution of 1848-49 against the independence of the Habsburgs, because we were not really well with them. So they started to oppress us. They started to try to like take us like a kingdom, and they not really care about our individuality. So they come to us, and we a little bit fed up, and we started a revolution, but not we was the first one. That was the spring of the nations, and we just followed the others. The first ones who started it, it was in French, and then they come into eastern part of Europe, and also it was Poland who was also in there, and we just followed them. And yeah, that was against Habsburgs, and we wasn't very, very good for from them. So yeah, it started with that one, the youth, it's really felt that is oppressed everything. They literally tried to force us to forget the Hungarian language and just only use the Latin and also use Deutsch or the German language, or how as they say, the Austrian dialogue. And we tried to rise against them. And everything is started on March 15 when a bunch of youth started to meeting in the coffee house, which is called Pilvax Coffee House, and they started to speak about how they started it, how they can make the changes, how can they do that. And yeah, they started to march into the streets and going to the museum of the Hungarian National Museum. And yeah, there are some maybe urban legends. There was a very famous poetrist in Hungary. Everybody know his name. His name is Sándor Petőfi, or Petőfi Sándor. I think there is no person who never heard his name because he is very famous, not just in Hungary, but as abroad. He was translated in lots of languages, as I know. And he wrote a poem, which is called The National Song. And he really started to read it and wrote it. And everybody was very interested in and feel the flame. Yeah, they started to going to march in the street and find the first pressman. His name was Landerer, and they get into the press, the new press, and they pressing the 12 wanted list, what they want from the Habsburgs, what they really want from them. That sometimes we need to learn in the school and try to remember that, because it's very important for the Hungarians. It is almost like, maybe like the Constitution of America.
Right. I was actually just going to say that. That sounds very similar to the US Constitution.
That is it. That point is, we want the free press and we want to take out the censor of them. We want to a normal ministerium in Buda and Pest, because there is only for the Austrian part. And when everything we want, we need to talk with the Austrians. And if they not wanted it, we doesn't have it.
Right.
We wanted a parliament for every year to change it, because it is only one person who was in the inside there, and that is for Austria, not for us. Mm-hmm. And we wanted equality in the law and for religions, because sometimes the religion was a little bit better if you was Catholic than if you was maybe Jewish. So we wanted equality. We wanted to a national security, because there is only the Austrian ones, and they only just try to defend themselves and not us. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to lots of other things, like the national bank, because that is also from only Austria one. We wanted the soldiers to made say the words for the Hungarians, for the Hungarian nation, and not for the Habsburgs, because they made they only for the Austrians. So everything for around Austria. And we wanted a nation from them, and not like a kingdom, not right. Like we are just a province. So we really wanted these things, and yeah, they was printed out, and they was just spread it around in the nation and inside the country. And there was another very famous person whose name was Lajos Kossuth. I think you know his name.
I do, absolutely. Then, tell us more, though.
Kossuth Lajos, or Lajos Kossuth, went out to America, because when the things turned a little bit down, he went out to America and tried to find more people to maybe a little bit more supporter for us. And American people who lived in Cleveland, the Hungarians in Cleveland, they said he's like Jefferson. He's similar to Jefferson. So the Cleveland Hungarians sent us a Jefferson statue in Budapest. So yeah, and Kossuth Lajos have got a statue around the Pentagon. He's the only Hungarian one who have got a statue in there. So yeah.
He came to the United States to
help
get support.
Yeah, he wanted that. Meanwhile, when he was out from this country, we have got a new army, as I can say, it's an army. And okay. We have got supporters from Serbia. We have got supporters from maybe Slovakia, but Serbia as well. And of course, Romania. And we started against the Habsburgs. And there was a many soldiers died. We lost a lot of people, and it was taking 1 year, because almost 1 year, the last one, it was in Világos. That is the name of the place when we lost the whole thing. And this is only happened because Habsburgs asked help from the Russian Empire, and they asked help from the Russians. And if they not did that, we can won. We was able to won, but no, he asked help, and they defeated us. The after thing wasn't so good, because they captured all of the leaders of the armies, and they was executed in Arad, and that is the 13 persons who was executed in there, and we remember them on 6th of October. We try also to remember his names, but yeah, he's very sad about that. Because they were fathers, they were husbands, and some of them, some people just got married few months before they died. So some people try to get some mercy, but it never worked. And the Austrians sent Hainau, and he was a very, very big terrorist person. He was merciless. Mm-hmm. He was a butcher. He was called a butcher. He was very, very bad. But we remember our heroes. We lost, of course, Petőfi Sándor. He lost. He gone. We doesn't know what happened with him. He went out for Segesvár. That is the best known place when he gone. We doesn't know for sure he was captured, or he just died in there, or maybe he was executed, or maybe he just fell in down somewhere and then dig it up with the others. We doesn't know for sure. Nobody know what happened with him, but we lost him. But we remember him as well on the 15th of March.
So this is a pretty big day that the Hungarians commemorate. Hungarians were basically fighting for freedom against the Habsburg. And what you're saying, it wasn't completely successful.
Not really, but we made a declaration in the end. It turned into like a dualist thing. So after that, in 1861, we had the contract. And we made the dualism between Hungary and Austria. And after that time, we was called the Austrian-Hungarian monarchy. That was the birth of the Austrian-Hungarian monarchy. And after that, we received Frank Joseph as our king, and mm-hmm. of course, Sisi as our queen. And Sisi is our best friend, of course. She was the best friend for us. So she did everything for us. and she's really cared about us. But the dualism, it was not a bad thing, but not a good thing either. It is between them, because during the revolution and before the revolution, everything is working like the feudalism. And after that, we turn into something which was closer to the 19th century. During the dualism, it's turned into a little bit involved, a little bit better. For example, Budapest turned into a bigger place. We started to build some new places, new projects. For example, the Opera House, which is very famous. The Budapest Zoo is also was built in that time. Our bathhouse was renovated, a lot of them. So it wasn't a very bad thing, but in political way, yes, it was bad.
Right. It wasn't a complete freedom, but it was the first step to gaining independence going forward. It is a national holiday now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because we said the dualism wasn't a very 100% freedom, but it was a better solution for our problems, because Hungarians wasn't very good about the money. And we have got so many problems with that time about how we need to involve ourselves, because we were still in like the Middle Ages. 80% of the Hungarians were peasants and the others were nobles, just without king, without the king. And the nobles, they were like the landlords. So we turned into the landlord and feudalist places into the 19th centuries, a little bit better way.
It seems like it's a lot better. Yeah. I like what you said. You said it was a better solution to what you had before. So sometimes you have to take steps to get where you want to be.
Yes, yes. And it was ended in when the First World War was declared. We tried to reflect it ourselves as Hungarians.
It was an important time because you were actually creating your own nationalism at the time. You were breaking away. Yeah. So how do you celebrate now in Hungary in modern day?
Modern day, we travel. First of all, we have got the cockade. We call it kokarda. This is the very colored little, maybe a ribbon or like the small ribbons, which is colored of the Hungarian flag. And we put out maybe the coat or your t-shirt, it is depend your choice. And small shops are closed in that day. And our museums can be freely visited. And that day it is free. For the children, they can go with their family and they have got programs, for example, dancing, music, something like that. Of course, national music and folk music around the town, every part of it, because there are some free party on the streets. And yeah, there is the political way. We can watch how the prime minister get over the flag, because the flag is every day. Sometimes it is down and that is pulling up, and we can see it during the hymnus. And yeah, that is about, it's like a family day nowadays. Maybe if somebody have got some family story, historical family story, they share it. For example, my great-great grandfather was a hussar and he went out to the army and he was defeated by a lot of people. So yes, starting the sharing like this. Yeah, it's like a family day with a little bit party, but for example, there is no fireworks in the end, but sometimes it's happened, who knows?
Okay.
So yeah, but it's a family day, so we spend together.
Right. So I think it's important, if people didn't know why we celebrate March 15th, with the history behind it and how it's turned into a family day, a national holiday. So, and at least it's remembered by everyone because you have the day off of work and that you can go spend family time and you can think back to all the people that fought to make Hungary a free country. Even though it might not have been complete freedom, it was a step towards that at that time. So I appreciate that you gave us a little bit more information about March 15th. So for those of you who didn't know, now you do. So thanks so much, Amy. I appreciate that you filled us in on the celebration of March 15th.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this first KicsiPod episode of the Hungarian Heritage Podcast. And thanks again to Amy for sharing her vast knowledge of all things Hungarian. Don't forget, we are keeping it to 15 minutes and under, so you can find more information in the show notes about how to get in touch with me at the podcast. See you soon!